Blog Talk Radio.
Please. Thank you.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
I love you, baby.
Because of visions softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision
has been attacked and several in Russia
and the west of Ukraine, losing thousands and thousands of soldiers on both sides as we speak tonight. Very dangerous situation going on. In the next few hours, we could witness an event that could incite widespread conflict and violence throughout the Middle East, including nuclear war of the likes which we have never seen before. We're talking about the deaths of millions and millions of people, not just in the Middle East, but around the world, because it's not going to stop there. It's only going to get worse. It will spread to the United States and Canada. Yet another string of incidents that precipitate a global conflict, and this could be it. This could be the trigger tomorrow, depending on what is said in the speech. Now, I'm referring to a speech that's going to be given by Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah. He has given Israel a clear, cut, and dry, forceful ultimatum that if they do not withdraw all of their forces from the Gaza Strip and declare an immediate ceasefire, that they are going to mobilize not only their forces, but the forces of the Muslim world abroad against Israel and its allies and interests. In addition to the Hezbollah leader, the Brigadier General Ismail Khani, head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Kishol forces, who met in the Lebanese capital with the Nasrallah, he has also agreed to this ultimatum and decree. So do you understand what this means, that this ultimatum, which will not be fulfilled because Israel has not agreed and will not agree to a ceasefire, contrary to what some people are saying in the United States, the White House has gotten them to agree to some tentative intermittent pauses, but not a ceasefire. Certainly not a withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, where thousands upon thousands are suffering and dying at this moment at the hands of the IDF. They are not going to ceasefire. That's never going to happen. And because now they've made this ultimatum, they are obligated to fulfill this ultimatum, because there is a risk that they might lose popular support if they fail to fight on behalf of the Palestinian people. And that is not just us worlds around the world. That is the Middle Eastern upheaval. This inciting of violence is not going to be limited to the Middle East. This is going to be the call to action to sleeper cells all over the world. Now, I've been looking at some videos sent out by Hezbollah and the other radical groups that are over there in charge in these countries that are not necessarily a part of the governments of these countries, but are being allowed to operate in these Middle Eastern countries, and they are sending out esoteric messaging within these videos, the trailers for this speech. This is something that apparently Hezbollah is notorious for doing. They like the symbolism. Oftentimes, I think that the sole purpose of this, the primary purpose, I should say, is to keep their enemies guessing and to maintain the strategic ambiguity. So you don't know what they're going to do next, making threats in this video. There's a launch button, as you see in the video. They're holding their hand directly on the launch button of the Satan missiles. And if you've seen some of these videos, basically they're issuing threats, but these are very, 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 very dangerous threats, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot see how any of you could be doing anything else right now but getting your house in order. Some of you, I look at your pages, I look at your back work, I peek behind the scenes, and I just thank you, airheads. What the fuck are you thinking? I just can't understand some of you idiots out there who are attending PTA meetings and bowling night and watching your favorite TV show, you know, when we have never been this close to nuclear war since World War One. We've never had this many highly technological ships in the history of time in one place, the Mediterranean, the Dead Sea, and Cyprus, and all surrounding the Middle East with 71 top warships and nuclear submarines and helicopters and drones. And, of course, nuclear-tipped missiles that would be 100 times the power of Hiroshima, one megaton or more. You know, primarily this is going to be viewed by the Arabic people who are followers of the speech tomorrow of these guys. And I believe that a lot of the mystique that they're trying to build up about their institutions with these videos is an attempt to make them seem more divine, to deify them and make it seem as though they're endowed by Allah for this jihad, this call to jihad, to do more public relations and be more esoteric. It's sort of esoteric messages and symbols of martyrdom and all this stuff. And so it appeals to people's religious Islamic sensitivities and Christian sensitivities. And this is why this is so incredibly powerful. This speech that is about to be given could very well create global panic and global nuclear crisis tomorrow, because this is going to activate something in the minds of diehard Islamic believers and jihadists to do sympathize with the Palestinians, as I do, to take action. And what does this mean by taking action? Well, it's funny that this is happening on the weekend. That's something else to think about. You know, typically bad things happen on Fridays, so you can process it over the weekend before the new cycle starts again on Mondays. But there's just a lot of ambiguous messaging going on in these videos, which is of great concern to me. And understand the timeline of what's going on here. The evacuation orders to leave Lebanon for time to happen before this event. So all the airlines, most of them anyway, have stopped sending flights to Lebanon in advance of this meeting, which is a bad sign. It's as if some intelligence agency knew that right around this time is when things were going to pop off. Now, the Americans are saying they don't expect Hezbollah to attack. But understand, Hezbollah is now in a predicament where if they do not come through with this to the assistance of Hamas, they look incredibly weak and stupid. This will not happen in the Muslim world. They will not allow this to happen. They do not want to lose the followers. If they lose support domestically, and something to keep in mind with any war, any national war is always intertwined with civil wars. In almost every Middle Eastern country, there's a civil war. That's why when we say Yemen is shooting missiles, it's not Yemen, it's the Houthis. The Houthis, okay? It's not the Yemenis government. There are warring factions within most of these countries, with the exception of a very few in the Middle East. So this is something to always keep in mind, that they have to appease their domestic population like the presidents and leaders do here, or else they lose control, they lose power, they lose popular vote. And that compels them and gives them incentive to go to war, nuclear war, right? So you're seeing this situation where it's getting worse and worse by the minute. For the Palestinians, they're using horses right now as ambulances to carry their dead and their wounded and their children, because they don't have any more fuel. They've run out of fuel, they've run out of fresh water, they've run out of materials for any first aid or basic or advanced life support. They've run out of propane. They have no electricity. They have no internet, and they have no phone and no way to communicate to the outside world except through my intelligence sources that are inside the country in special ops at this time. It's getting bad now. There's a possibility, of course, that Hezbollah comes out with a more heavy posture tomorrow, and it's a big anticlimactic nothing burger, but I doubt it. You know, everybody goes home and thinks it's all right, you know, but I don't think it's going to be all right. They have to stand up for their word. I think things are going to escalate. There was 19 attacks by the Lebanese forces, or Hezbollah, I should say, because it's not Lebanon. We see in these civil wars comes right because the Lebanese government is not represented by Hezbollah, at least not all of them anyway, but some of them are. but they are quite intertwined anyway. So we know that the attacks are ramping up, seriously ramping up tonight. So even if this is a big nothing burger, which I don't think it can be because Israel has not agreed to the ultimatum or the ceasefire or the pullback. They have not fulfilled the criteria, the ultimatum, which is to have withdrawn from the Gaza Strip and declared an immediate ceasefire by dawn on November 3rd. That's today. They haven't done that yet. So this is that flash moment. This is the potential flash card. All this guy has to do tomorrow is come out and with the stroke of a pen, with the utterance of a few words, he can set the world on fire into total chaos throughout the region and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not top down. This is from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard on down. So this is not just about Hezbollah. Remember, you have Hezbollah, you have Yemen, you have Syria, you have the Iraqi militias, you have the Iranian militias, you have the Houthis, you have the Hamas, okay? You have some stuff going on in Jenin, the West Bank as well, and who knows where on this spectrum Egypt is going to wind up. When all of this is said and done, the smoke clears, and even Jordan and many countries right now are kind of up in the air and scratching their head on the fence. So symbolism in this video indicates, if you actually watch the video slowly, they telegraph what actually they're going to do. And they keep putting their hand on that launch button for those nuclear warheads that I said are going to be 100 times greater and more powerful than those at Hiroshima. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a very, very dangerous situation right now, and most of you don't have sense enough to pour pee out of a fucking bucket if the directions were on the side when it comes to understanding this highly complex geopolitical clusterfuck that we're dealing with right now, and all of the intelligence agencies involved, and the first liners involved, the special ops involved, and Delta Force, including the Army Rangers and SEAL Team 6, and then the White House's special Delta Force, as well as MI5, the British MI5 and MI6, as well as the NSA, CSA, CSI, CDI, and others. It's a clusterfuck. And we've got people running, scrambling in the Pentagon, and we've got people scrambling through the Council of Foreign Relations, calling emergency meetings with the United Nations Security Council right now. The president has come out yesterday, or actually it was a night ago, and signed an executive emergency order, a declaration of war as far as the United States being in danger of a situation or an electromagnetic pulse and then a nuclear warhead following that, which would hit the East Coast. And, of course, if North Korea is going ahead with their EMP, which they've been designated to do, it would hit somewhere in the mid-United States at an altitude of about 2,000 feet and blow out all of our electronics, Canada to the Gulf of Mexico to California. I know that most of you are just completely in the dark about all this, and you're being caught up here. This is not a funny situation. This is not a test, ladies and gentlemen. You know, tonight I was going to be calling out all of the airheads, both male and female, who believe in this fictional God, and all of the other bullshit that they have swallowed over the years to keep them enslaved and under the command of the deep state and the New World Order. Most of you have fallen off the nut truck and are clueless to the fact that you've been mind controlled into believing all of the propaganda and lies concerning this matrix, and your refusal to take in new and factual information is the reason our country is in the shape that it's in today. Everybody's sitting around waiting on God to come back with Santa Claus and his sleigh and rescue everyone from all of this and kiss all of their boo-boos and take them back to this fictional thing they call heaven. Tonight, I'm calling all of you out, and I want you to come and tell me why you have allowed the deep state to control you, to enslave you, and to continue to control your mind and to plant all of these fictions and all of this silliness and these ridiculous stories about God and heaven and demons and angels and, you know, the end of times and the apocalypse and all of this other bullshit that is just keeping people totally enslaved in more bullshit and more bullshit. And why you've even... and mixing them in with any kind of religion. You know, religion is poison. All of these religions are cults. All of these dogmas are cults. We've got 4,000 gods out there that people have worshipped over the last 6,000, 7,000 years, you know, including the Hindus and the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Atlanteans and, you know, the Baptists and the Church of Christ and the Church of God and the Pentecostals and, you know, the Methodists, the Presbyterians. We've got over 6,000 dogmas within 25,000 religions in just one area there. So it's just crazy, insane shit. No wonder they're going to put all of you Christians in lockup next year as, you know, psychopaths, people who are have a lot of psychosis. And the DM6 is going to label Christianity as a mental illness, and I can definitely understand why, if you look around the world right now and see all of the things that are going on in the name of Allah and in the name of Yahweh and Yahshua, Elohim, Atam, Brahman, and all of the other bullshit names that they've come up with for this fictional God that all of you worship for some reason or another. It's just programming. It's just, it's a mind, massive mind fuck. If you will, the spell that you've all fallen under. And these New Age people, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground either. You know, all of these glass half full people that run around singing Kumbaya, washing each other's feet, and waving their hands around, pretending to be tuning up their fucking chakras, are all nuttier than a goddamn fruitcake too. Scientists, I'm a hardcore researcher and talk show host and investigative journalist that's been out there on the front line in the deep state. And I understand this matrix probably more than all of you here ever will. And it is a serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, if I could just hook up a machine to your brain, you would probably be at the mentally retarded level when it comes to realizing just how serious all of this is tonight and exactly where we are tonight. And exactly where all of these countries are and how they're poised for nuclear war and just how many warheads they all have and how many ships they have and the warships and the submarines and the nuclear submarines and the drones and all of the other technology that they have with laser and scalar technology, you would probably fall into the retarded level. And this is why America is in this situation in the first place, is because we've allowed all of these goddamn maniacs to get into office who care nothing about you whatsoever. They don't give a goddamn about you. They don't give a shit about your children. They don't give a shit about your grandmother, your father, your grandfather. They don't give a shit about your coworkers. They don't give a shit about your financial situation. They don't give a fuck if you're a veteran or if you're mentally ill or deranged or drug addict or alcoholic or need housing or anything else. They don't give a shit about anything except slashing your throat head off. That's all they care about. As you know, the president has come out and told everyone, along with Homeland Security and the FBI last week, that we are under this regime that is going to give the word to attack all American churches, homosexuals, anyone who doesn't believe in the narrative of Islam. They're 1,500 that I've counted so far with my sources, sleeper cells, ready to go into action to kill Americans, and that is starting like right now. So if I were you, I would lock and load. I wouldn't go to any sports arenas. I wouldn't go to any large gatherings, large parties. I wouldn't go near a goddamn shopping center. I wouldn't go out without being fully locked and loaded, and keep your eyes open, keep your head on a swivel. Because I know some of you, again, are thinking, oh, yeah, whatever, Kyler. Oh, yeah, whatever, whatever. I'm tough. I'm bad. I'm cool. No, you're not. You're an idiot. you're all, you know, you're all going to be defeated, okay? You're going to be shot in the back of the head, the front of the head. You're going to be shot in the chest, shot in the heart. They're going to come up behind you and slice your throat, and they're going to kill your children while you watch and rape your wife. And you're all sitting here thinking, oh, this couldn't happen in America. Oh, this couldn't happen in America. This is what people have been telling me all day, mostly Christians, that, oh, God's going to be, Jesus is coming right now. Well, Jesus is coming where? What? Jesus was Palestinian. I don't guess any of you have studied the Bedouins. I don't guess you've studied the Jesuits. I don't guess you've studied any of this. Jesus was married and had children, you know. All of this fictional stuff that they've crammed into your head from the Scofield Bible, which has gone viral, the Scofield, into the King James, and then it was referred to again in the New Age, King James and the New Age Bible. They've changed the damn thing so much that it's not even a Bible anymore. Most of you say, oh, I'm reading my Bible. I'm reading my Bible. I'm believing my Bible. No, you're not. What are you reading a Bible? You don't have a fucking Bible. Idiots, you don't have a fucking Bible. It doesn't, Bible doesn't exist. You know, this was written by the Luciferians. Go back to Albert Pike. Go back to the Scofield Bible. Who and what wrote and organized and arranged and distributed the Scofield Bible, which is the Bible that all Christianity is based on, along with the Torah and the Kabbalah? And that was Luciferian cults. Luciferian cults, satanic cults, the ones that are out here raping the babies, the ones that are out here doing the spirit cooking, the ones that are out here doing human sacrifices at all of the elite parties around the world, sipping champagne on the vagina of some dead good-looking bitch while they're snorting cocaine off of her titty, and then they're eating her after that, slicing her up for all of the elites to get a little piece. I've actually been to a couple of these parties. You people don't know shit from Shinola about what's going on, and this show, I'm sure, is going to be shocking to many of you morons out there. Probably have already hung up, and you just couldn't handle debating me because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm sure most of you have been dealing with other stuff and other responsibilities and blah 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 this and blah 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 that when you're about to get your guts cut out, and we're on the verge of nuclear annihilation and complete global destruction here. I'm going to open a couple of these lines up and see if anybody wants to go head-to-head with me on any of this. 719-568, go ahead. You're live.
Is that me, Kevin?
That's you.
All right. I wasn't sure what number I was on today. but you know what? To me, we are on the verge of things like we ain't never seen. And in our, not just our lifetime, in our history. And, you know, and there's been wars for thousands of years right there on the, you know, Gaza Strip has been for thousands of years. You know, every day those people wake up and know what war is. Every day from birth, they know what war is. And that's something that, you know, the complacent American ain't got a clue. And that's sad as hell. You know, everything you've been saying is true. You know, if you look at the religion, you know, religion was created. But look at the interpretations that happened from it in the rewrites so that you can understand it a little better. Well, that's their interpretation of it. You know, and we all interpret something because you ain't going to have a thought for me and I won't have one for you. And that goes for every person on earth, period. I won't have a thought for you and no one else will. You will think for yourself. Now, you need to step back, you know, and don't answer this question to another person and there ain't no way you'll worsen. But who are you when no one's around, when you get to create and make a sound? You know, I've met a million people face to face, never asked them for nothing from this human race, except to share what I shared with them. And you know what the deal is? 99.99% of them scare the hell out of me because they didn't do what they said they would do And it wasn't about getting them to give me something monetary. It was about to give you something monetary because you needed the value of information, you know, and that's what this radio show does. It actually gives you information. You know, Kyler's not on here just to hear himself talk. That man does research. That man brings you facts. And I appreciate that. Whether I want to hear them or not, I need to. Because if I don't, and I don't listen, and I don't pay attention to what others are doing, because I have no clue what you're thinking until you act on what you think. So when you do something wrong, don't go blaming another. You made that decision. No one else did for you. They might have influenced you and got you to follow, but are you a follower or a leader?
Well,
that's the question, you know, and right now, go ahead.
I would like to interject here and say, oddly enough, I'm not being anti-Semitic tonight. Now, a lot of people are saying, I'm not being anti-Semitic here. I'm not talking about the true state of Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Be very clear. Listen to me. I'm talking about the Bedouin. I'm talking about the Khazarian Mafia. I'm talking about the Jesuits. I'm talking about those who have taken over the Jewish state. I'm talking about those who have infiltrated, going all the way back to the Silk Road and the trade routes there in India. I'm talking about these false gods, these chosen ones, these special seeds of God, who liars, thieves, extortionists, and they're committed RICO crimes against humanity that are incomprehensible. I'm not talking about the true Jewish state of mind, whether you want to say it's esoteric or metaphorical or historical or cultural. I'm talking about these other bloodlines that have infiltrated the ideal of Judaism, and they're the ones that are doing all of this around the world globally and have been for a very long time. And if you want to know the truth, Netanyahu allowed Hamas to come in. Netanyahu actually funded Hamas and is funding Hamas and has been funding Hezbollah forever. Now, they're working together hand in hand. That border up on that attack the other day, Netanyahu gave the order for all of the IDF to retreat to the West Bank and to leave that targeted area, okay? I'm going to say this, and it's going to knock you out of your fucking chair, okay? It's going to knock you out of your fucking chair, okay? Netanyahu, okay? The false Jew, okay? The mobster there, the mob leader, okay? The mob guy. He brought Hezbollah, he brought Hamas in to destroy his own people, to kill and rape and molest his own people, and to take them hostage back to Gaza and lock them into the largest open-air prison in the world, the largest open-air prison in the world. 653 Hamas special forces went in, blew up that fence that nothing can get near. Not even a rabbit or a bird can go near that fence. The IDF has the most advanced surveillance technology in the world today. They have the most advanced satellite technology in the world today. They have the most advanced special forces intelligence units around the world infiltrating every country in the world today. There is no way a sparrow could have landed on that fence without the IDF surveillance team knowing about it. Some of you need to be quiet. You're making noise. Shut up. Nothing, absolutely nothing could have gotten near that fence without the IDF being there within 18 to 25 minutes. They waited 12 and a half hours. The IDF troops were moved to the southern West Bank. Now, you tell me what's going on. You tell me why the most sophisticated army in the world, the most well-trained special forces in the world, the most highly technological country in the world allowed that 18 to 20 mile stretch of Gaza to be wide open there up on the northern part of the Israeli border for them to break that fence down, bulldoze it down again and again and again, and to create 9 major holes for those 600 plus soldiers to move into with Hezbollah and Hamas, and to go in there and take all of those Israelis hostage, kill them, torture them, molest them, and bring them back and imprison them in the largest open-air prison in the world. Now, I know some of you must have questions. Some of you have to have questions and say, oh, my God, Kyler, are you telling me that the Israelis were responsible for their own breach of their own surveillance, of their own technology? They allowed these people to come in. They invited them in and gave them a VIP pass to allow them to go back into Gaza and attack, and then to get Iran and Yemen involved and Egypt and Jordan and Syria and Pakistan. Are you telling me that these people are all working in conjunction together to bring in Agenda 30 under the reset and the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization? Do any of you have any intelligent questions after I've just given you some of the most astounding goddamn news in the world tonight? I'm listening. Chris, any comments on that?
So it's strange. This is like the same playbook played over and over again, right? Like, it's happened before and it'll happen again. So once you're aware of it, like, what do you feel the route is to, I don't know, protect yourself, I guess? You know, like, what do we do about this knowledge? What's the end game? How can we utilize this knowledge to change something or protect ourselves, either one, right?
The only thing that you can do now is the community war plan, and you're going to have people in your community call you crazy, insane, fucked up, delusional, grandiose. They're going to try to call the police on you. They're going to try to have you locked up. They're going to have you put under surveillance. So they've got you in a position with this woke leftist Marxist regime to be under scrutiny by anyone who looks at you and you have a different point of view or a different narrative or a narrative that's different than the deep state narrative. So you're under surveillance constantly, and people are watching for you to make a mistake and to go against the Palestinians or the Israelis or anything else, especially to sound anti-Semitic. Anybody that, like me, who would say, if you would go out there in a local Walmart and start spewing this stuff out on the sidewalk that Hamas was hired by and trained by the IDF to come in and kill their own people and take them hostage, they would call the police and have you put in behavioral health unit and locked up in an institution probably for a year or so. Nobody's going to believe this. This is almost impossible to believe for people that, you know, that this has nothing to do with a true Jewish state. Nothing. Israel has been infiltrated to the point where they are now considered the leading sexual pleasure cosmopolitan leftist, Marxist, crazy, insane, sexualized country, homosexual country in the world, and a safe haven for pedophiles to come into Tel Aviv and to molest all the children you want to, because we will protect you here in Israel. We're calling all of the LGBTQ Spirit 2 community into Israel, and all of your children can have sex changes, and we'll be glad to pay for it. Now, see, most of you don't know any of this. Most of you are ignorant to this. Israel just was labeled 2 weeks ago the queer capital of the world, the cosmopolitan, queer, crazy, perverted, dysfunctional, dystopic capital of the world, ladies and gentlemen. Did any of you know this? Have you been doing your homework? Chris, are you still with us, or did you leave?
I'm with you, brother. What capital was you talking about?
Jerusalem. Israel has declared itself the cool, suave, debonair, cosmopolitan, sexually perverted, dysfunctional, insane, spirit cooking, adrenochrome drawing capital of the goddamn world. And you can come here and molest all the children you want to. Here, have your child a free sex change. And we're pro-gay, we're pro-queer, we're pro-pronoun, we're pro-sex change, we're pro-transhumanism, we're pro-transsexualism, we're pro-left, we're pro-woke. Did any of you know this? Or have you been under a goddamn rock?
No, I saw it. And
I broke the story.
You did break the story. That's why I said I saw it. I know I saw it. I saw it from you. I didn't hear the show when you were talking about it, but I can only imagine all the different things that you talked about, and that's fine. The one thing is why is this? And it's not my job to judge another person on this earth, because I'll never make a decision up for yourself. So we're all independent, we're all individuals, and we're all here for a reason. But these sick fucking things and these perverted things and these things that take things from others, okay, you're talking about, it's not a choice that you're making to yourself. It's a choice that you're making that affects someone else forever. You will mentally be scarred forever because you have a brain that is so powerful these human beings can't comprehend how powerful that thing on top of your head is. Now, you might be a dumbass, walk around the way you are, and that's the way you are. And that's fine, because that's most 90% of this world, especially if you think you know it all. If you think you know it all, man, go eat a bullet. Because to me, that's a problem. There's too much on this earth to learn, way too much. And there's no reason that a physical act against another human being needs to happen when it's being taken from that person. You know, two people wind up getting in a fight because they both want to punch each other. That's one thing. But for someone to take something from someone else because they want it and they just want to hurt or do whatever to this other, to me, that is a very evil act. And it doesn't matter if you just reached out and smacked somebody that did not reach back to smack you. And if it's not two people agreeing to do it, there's a problem, because you're taking something from someone else. And the problem is, you know, we take shit all the time. Whatever they decide, anybody decides that's in power, decides they want to do, and if they can get the rest of them to agree to it, well, now the power just switched, and there wasn't nothing we could do but say, look what they just did to us. Well, it's because you sit back and be quiet, and you're complacent, and you say, here, I voted this person in to do this for me. What? They did some things for you, but did you look at what they did? Where's the full disclosure of information? You know, there's way too much nepotism, and there's way too much vanity in this world. But to hurt another is freaking disgusting. I think it's, you know, I'm not judging, because I'm not pointing out this one person. I'm just saying, if you physically have to hurt something just for your gratification, I don't want you gratified. I could care less if you ever was gratified.
Yeah.
And if I see it, I guarantee you won't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not going to sit back and let someone do that to another. There's a difference. There's so many that are sitting back watching it. You know, at least you're here putting it out here on Front Street, you know. And if people don't like it, they don't have to listen. And that's the thing. If it hurts you to listen, maybe you really do need to pay attention.
Yeah, very true, Chris, very true. I wanted to tell everyone that if Iran gets pulled into this fight, it's game over. Game over. I want you all to listen to me tonight. If Iran gets pulled into this fight, it's game over. And Israel has been offered the chance to cease fire. Israel has been offered the chance to bring humanitarian aid in to the women and children and the thousands upon thousands upon thousands that are suffering and bleeding to death right now without any hospital care whatsoever. And they've refused. They have refused to do any humanitarian aid, and they have lost their popularity around the world, especially Netanyahu. His own people want him gone. They want him to be unalive, if you know what I mean. I'm not allowed to say the other word here. They want him to be unalive. He has lost all credibility in Israel. And we have a small minority of the true Jewish state there that is protesting all of this, what's going on with the Palestinians and others being tortured and molested and kidnapped. And they're being ejected from the country. They're being ejected from their own people. And a lot of the true Israelis have come forth and talked to me going on over the last year or two. And I will tell you that they have been infiltrated completely to the point where there is no Israel. And I'm going to tell you, if this escalates tomorrow with this speech that's coming out tomorrow and this word is given to go, Israel is going to be no more. They're going to wipe Israel off the fucking map. Israel is putting itself in a very, very dangerous position because of their posturing and because of their ego and their pride as being the chosen ones, which they are not. Jesus, I'm going to bring Jesus into this for a moment. And I have all the scriptures. I'm not going to read them tonight, but I have all the scriptures to prove this. Jesus never, ever sanctioned a warring, political, powerful, puffed out, prideful Jewish state. Never once did he ever, ever advocate. You cannot find it in Scripture. You cannot find it in Scripture. But yet all of these Christians, 2.4 billion of them, have been led down this road to believe that Israel needs to be a warring state that goes out and molests children and tortures people who do not believe the way they do and imprisons children and gets involved in the sex trade and illegal weapons trade and is the watchdog for the West, the crooked West, the Biden administration now, then the Obama administration, the Bush administration. All the way back to 1948, they were put there, paid for by the Rothschild family. Actually, Israel was set up by the satanic Rothschild family and put into position, put into power, and was given the go-ahead to be the holy, holy, holy of holies, you know. And all of this from the very beginning has been a fucking lie and a whitewash and a mind fuck from the very beginning, and everyone has fallen for it except for a handful of people that might be here on my show tonight listening. We have a lot of people from around the world listening tonight because this is an important show. Now, I'm being demonetized. I'm being deplatformed. I'm being gaslighted. I'm being stalked. I'm being surveilled. And I may be assassinated. My life, Mary's life, is in danger. We pack 24 hours a day. We're locked and loaded. We're on the alert. We have sentries. We have watchmen here watching us. We're almost like in the witness protection program for the investigations that we do and the sources that we have. I have a meeting with P.J. Schrantz, the security chief for Donald Trump, in the next few days, trying to get a meeting with Donald Trump. I have a very good friend who is a friend of his security chief. We've been talking to Donald Trump, trying to get information, which has been kind of in the dark, been very difficult to dig out because of Trump's situation in court right now, what he's going through. He hasn't had a lot of time to be with our group. But that's all going to change here in the next couple of months if we make it that far. But I have friends in Georgia who are assassins. I have friends in Georgia who are black ops. I have friends in Georgia who are special ops. I have friends in Georgia with Delta Force. I have friends in Georgia that are special contract assassins and CIA operatives, field agents. So that this is where I get all of my information is directly from, you know, Battlestar Galactica bar there in Georgia, you know, where all of the badasses hang out. And this is where I get my information. I don't take my information from idiots here on social media. Never have, never will. Anything you hear is coming straight from the horse's mouth, and you can take it to the bank. And everything I've ever said on this show has been 100% correct in the last 20 years. I have never missed a prediction. Who is the new person on the channel here? I heard you talking a while ago asking us what to do to survive. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me what's going on in your mind with all of this right now, my friend.
Well, a lot of this was new, and as soon as you said the stuff about the sexuality with Israel there, brought to mind the fact that this has been a recurring situation that happens across time. It happened in Rome. Mm-hmm. It happened in Greece. It happened in Babylonia. It happened mm-hmm. in Persia. It happened in Macedonia, mm-hmm. the Mongols. So it seems mm-hmm. that as we overexpand ourselves and put ourselves out there with too much military and too much all of it, it always coincides with corrupt government and this sexuality thing and all this stuff. And usually these are signs of the crumble, which is
well,
interesting.
What's your name, sir? What's your name, sir?
My name is Nate.
Who?
Nate.
Nate, I wanted to say that you're right on about the regime changes. If you look at the bell curve, if you look over the last 25,000 years at the regime changes, and the bell curve goes up and then it comes down. It goes up and then it comes down, and it's just in regular intervals. These things happen like every 150 years, you'll have some kind of major regime change. And people don't look at this history. They just don't look at the history. You're right. You're right on. You're so spot on. I'm so glad that you brought this. These countries, they start out as a seed. They germinate. They grow. They look beautiful. They come up. Everybody's happy. And then the oligarchy starts to take over. The leftists start to take over. And then the elites start to come into power. And then the crazy people get into power, and then the warring factions start to grow, like you said, and then boom, they're at the top, and then bang, all of a sudden they're printing too many dollars, they don't have gold to back it up, their deficit, their GDP, their deficit is in the trillions upon trillions, never pay it back in 5,000 years, even the interest on the debt. And then they start to fall, and then we start to go down, and then bang, they're gone. You brought it up tonight, and I'm so glad you did. You're very smart, Nate. You're very smart. This has happened to every civilization in the last 25,000 years that we have any credible archaeological or geological history on, from all of these digs that we do and the technology that we have. And I'm glad you brought that up, because people seem to think that this has just happened all of a sudden and that the world revolves around us, and somehow, you know, the whole universe is just revolves around us, and we're so special, and, you know, look what's happening to us. You're Nate, tell everybody, this has happened a million, billion times in this simulation, in this matrix. This is not new. Tell the people, Nate.
Well, yeah, and you're absolutely right. These cycles pop over and over, and I love the fact that you brought up the bell curve, right? Because people forget that everything is the bell curve. That's how the universe works, is these bell curves. So it always plays out like that. And, you know, with the way this is playing out right now is very interesting. This time it's going to be different, right? Because this time we also have the technology where now we have the ability to talk to each other from across the world. And now with, you know, the AI's out, and now we can learn, and we can see the truth, and we can do research, and we can find this stuff now. So this time, I think that this time is going to be slightly different, because these changeovers that are going to happen, I don't think that they're going to end up with a small group of people running the show. At least I hope not. We'll see what happens. But it's very interesting, like, the play out of how this timing is happening. And if you look what the governments of these organizations have done, you know, the U.S. is in debt with everyone, and everyone's in debt to us. And then if you look at Europe, like, Germany was starting to pass out loans to these other people, and then they were passing out loans. So all of the governments of basically the whole world are in debt to each other for numbers that don't exist and can't exist. And then when you the COVID situation comes out, and it is what it is, like, we don't have to go in that. But the craziest thing out of the whole situation that I thought was the fact that we had two presidents in a row, one from each party, generated 25% of new money just out of thin air. And then they're wondering why all the prices go up and all this stuff's happening now. Well, you can't just create 25% of the total money and just dump it in, and then 75 to 90% of that didn't go into our hands, the people that are out here working and doing stuff. It went right back into the corporations. Right. And the fact that the corporations have sovereignty, they have personhood, and they can, and now they don't even get a show anymore. They locked it up so you can't see who they're donating to. And it's like, we don't actually have two parties, right? We have two ideas that are fighting against each other on purpose to keep everybody fighting. And both sides of the lane are just ran by the corporations. And I would guess that that's worldwide. So these things, when you say that, you know, it pulls in and goes and they came in and fought themselves, it's like, yeah, probably. It was probably a corporation behind it.
Yes, again, and that was BlackRock. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, thanks, Nate, for being here.
Nate's brilliant. Nate is so brilliant. Nate is so spot on, so spot on. God.
And, you know, he's one that answered the Super 7, and he's the only one I sent the link to today, or the phone number to today, just because, you know, I'm intentional. And when somebody else is intentional and they say something about something that I did, I'm going to give them a little taste of what it is. Now, the one thing I told him about this show, it was real. Whether you want to hear it or you don't, it's real. And, but we do try to, you know, today's, I told him that Fridays were usually fun Fridays. And of course, today's topic wasn't fun. But the world needs to not be realizing that the world, what we're going through, isn't fun. But if you do realize that this world, and I've said it on other shows, we were designed to have this conflict right now. This world was set up, just as you spoke about how many presidents were put in place. This thing, every 80 years of the history of America, I'm not going to go back into the history of this America. We know that 80 years ago, there was a turnover of power, and it was an external war. And we know that 80 years prior to that, there was a turnover of power, and it was an internal war called the Civil War. And 80 years prior to that, it was the another external war, and it was the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Here we are at our internal war time. We're at our internal war time right now, 80 years.
Yeah.
So what is going on is the internal war for all countries, okay? We're not the only country that's went through this. Every country has gone through this because of the power that's been in place has tried to make sure they stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is worldwide. Does not matter. And it is a person thinking that they are more than someone else because of what they have. Problem is take away what you have, and what do you have? You know, that's the part where people are born into without ever having a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you look at what is going on right now, it is corporation because it is the money. Now, the thing is now we've got new money involved. We got new families taking power. And if by you buying what you buy and how you buy it changes that power. And that is no bull. Because if you eliminated that middleman that put himself in place to handle your life and what you do and what you like, he knows it before you want it, or she does.
Mm-hmm.
They know it.
Yeah. Yeah, AI is able to actually predict your behavior and your attitudes and your comings and goings a year ahead of time. They're able to do the same thing with armies, with the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Special Ops, the Special Brigades, the militias. AI is so predictably technological. It knows how to. It's pre-crime. AI is so smart, so sentient, running at 700 quadrillion parameters per second at this time in the matrix and the simulation, and it's sentient, it's conscious, and the technology that you all get to hear about is just crumbs off the table, for idiots. It's just, it's a circus, it's theater. You're anything that you hear is just multiply that times 10,000 and then start trying to grasp what you just did. I wanted to answer one of your questions, Nate, a while ago about who's running the show here, and I think Chris will agree with me. The City of London is running the whole goddamn universe, Nate. The City of London and the Rothschilds are running the whole goddamn universe along with BlackRock. And venture capital and just a couple of others. They've bought up everything. They're buying up everything. They just brought in 80,000 new armed, well-armed and well-trained IRS agents to go out and gobble up all of the small businesses and finish them off and turn everything over, all power over to the public-private partnership agreement with the World Economic Forum, and go ahead and finish. We're finishing up on Agenda 30. Now we're moving into Agenda 50, which is to finish off the population and bring the population down to around 500-600 million people from 6.8-4 billion people. So that's the idea. And I just was looking at my radar right now. I have a very high-tech radar system here for air traffic control. We've got the Chinese moving, Chris, into Taiwanese airspace at this time. They're moving in from the north. I'm seeing them at the south, and I'm seeing them on the other side there. It would be the west. They're teasing the Taiwanese. They're getting their jets on the field there. They're running up, and they're trying to check out what they're doing. They're playing cat and mouse with these guys. I've got a feeling that if this guy makes a speech tomorrow and all of this jihad stuff comes to pass, take Taiwan. And if not, take them kinetically. They're going to block the strait. They're going to block the strait, and that's going to block all trade that's going to stop distribution, manufacturing, and transportation. I think China's just waiting for Iran to, or Iran, as some of you call it, to make a move, along with Syria and Egypt and Jordan and Yemen and the Houthis and Hamas and Hezbollah, to see what they're going to do tomorrow. And then I think if they go ahead and make a pretty crazy move, I think China will take advantage of that. Well, see, they're wanting the eyes to be taken off of this Taiwanese thing. And if we go with Iran and this goes bang, 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 well, they're going to go right into Taiwan and just get on the ground and take it over. The United States is scratching its head right now. We've got 71, I think I told you all, we have 71 warships, submarines, nuclear subs, drones, killer drones, satellites. We have all of our most highly technological equipment over there surrounding the Middle East right now, including the Gerald R. Ford warship aircraft carrier, which can go 25 years without refueling, okay? And they've got some of the most sophisticated technology in the world. The Gerald R. Ford is poised and ready. Their hand is on the launch button right now. We are at DEFCON 2 right now. We're at level 5. We are here on red alert. I'm the captain and director for the police, fire, and emergency medical disaster respite trauma team here in the Northwest, and we are on red alert. We have had two bombings here in our area, two terrorist bombings here in our area in the last month. If they give the word for this jihad, this full jihad thing tomorrow, it's going to be terrible here in the United States. You're going to see a lot of bombings. You're going to see a lot of assassinations. You're going to see a lot of innocent people getting killed. You're going to see a lot of school shootings. You're going to see a lot of things happening starting tomorrow. Besides all of this, I started to sound like Alex Jones. My voice is all gravelly like Alex Jones. I love Alex. He's my buddy anyway. But we have to worry also about the social credit score. They're starting to mention this now. Walmart's starting to talk about the social credit score now. Target is starting to talk about the social credit score now. You're going to be under this social credit score. They've been gathering data on everyone and running it through infusion centers for the last 25, 30 years in a major, major way. So they have all the data points they need on every single one of you to give you a credit score. You're going to also be subjected to the quantum dot tattoo, the quantum dot quantum injection. You're going to be subjected to coming, more vaccines that are coming, more pathogens that are coming, more fear porn on that end of it. And that's pretty damn scary. And then you're going to be subjected also to the smart cities agenda, which they're moving in on right now. This is what happened in Maui with the direct energy weapons. And I think I gave Chris an update. Maui is under martial law right now. They've got everybody locked down pretty much, and the media is not getting word of what's going on. They've got a lot of Lahana locked down. They've got airplanes going over with loudspeakers telling people what to do, when their drops will come in for supplies and so forth. They started in Maui. We've got all these other states in the United States under siege right now. We've got military on the ground all over the United States right now. We've got National Guard has been activated and fully deployed under DEFCON 2 standby. We're at the hottest point we've ever been. Somebody hung up. Who was that? Chris or Nate? Nate, did you leave?
No, I'm still here.
So, you know, it's like look at the chemicals. Nate, I'm sure you understand the forever chemicals. Look at all the forever chemicals we have to worry about. Look at McDonald's and Burger King now has agreed to go 50% bugs. You know, bugs. We've been, the FDA just approved June bugs and crickets and earthworms and grasshoppers for all of your food. And now they're forcing these bugs on us we're going to be eating. And, of course, Klaus Schwab's already got his way. You'll own nothing and be happy. And you own nothing now. You never can own anything. And you never have owned anything in the United States. It's impossible to have ownership in the United States. You don't own shit in the United States. You don't own your home. You don't own your car. You don't own your boat. You don't even own your children. The state owns your children. You signed them away with the birth certificate. When you signed that birth certificate, you signed your children over to the deep state. and the Siskiyou-Bai Trust. And so when they created that Siskiyou-Bai Trust, that's what they use in court now when you're prosecuted or you're indicted. They bring you into court, they're sucking off that Siskiyou-Bai Trust. So a lot of you don't understand this, and you need to study and do your homework on your USC codes. Look at your Black's Law Dictionary and learn your USC codes and learn what the difference is between a statute and an ordinance and a policy and a procedure and a law. You need to really study it, do a little bit of research, and boy, I've got some nasty, nasty shit coming in here. People are really mad at me tonight. Chris, people are really threatening to cut my balls off here and shove them down my throat, Chris.
Oh, I can't imagine. You know, I'll tell you what. You know,
what?
You're talking about what the FDA approved, right?
Now, yeah.
Everybody out here in radio land, I want you to look this up. If you don't believe what is getting said on this show, in the 80s and prior, McDonald's was the largest buyer of Earthobate.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
For the layman that don't know what Earthobate is, I want you to look up Earthobate because it's earthworms. And that was what you were eating. That was that flavor you loved so much. And then it changed because it came out about them using earthworms in the meat filler.
Yes.
So just because you don't know what you've been eating don't mean you ain't been eating it.
Well, they've turned us on to bugs now, so we can't get away from that. Let me get back in the studio just a minute. I just saw something out here just a minute. We got a black SUV flanking me here. Just a second.
Moment here. I'll just continue to say, look, this is stuff that's going on. The FDA just approved it, so by him making that statement, you think you can find it? Yes. Now, whenever you are looking for anything that you're going to research, and just because you don't find it in the first 50 pages, maybe the first 300 pages of that 1,000 pages, don't stop. Just somewhere in there, you're going to run into what it is that's going to change your entire outlook of what it is you think that's about. They can put 10,000 words together that sound great. All they need is 3 or 4 or 5 that changes every narrative of every one of those 10,000 words.
Boy, are you so right. Oh, my God, are you right, Chris. Oh, my God, yeah. Chris and I have talked about this on several shows. And the meat and all of this stuff. Listen to what Chris is saying, because they bury it. They bury it, you know. And, you know, most people don't even know how to read, really how to understand or comprehend what they're reading or retain what they're reading, and people are bored reading, like they're bored with math and trigonometry and quantum physics. They bury this stuff 400 pages in. And so you really have to dig for it. You really have to dig for it if you want to know what's going on. So Chris is so right, and y'all need to listen to him because, you know, the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, if you look at their website on SDGs and all of this public-private partnership bullshit, climate change bullshit, if you look at their public relations campaign, they make it sound like a utopia. They make it sound like they're creating heaven on earth. They make it sound like, oh, my God, we're going to give you a free education. We're going to give you free health care. Everybody's going to get a chicken in the pot, you know, and, oh, my God, everybody's going to be happy and healthy and beautiful and wonderful and pretty and excited. And they just make it sound so wonderful until you get down about, you know, 400 pages. And then, oh, my God, they're coming to tear your fucking guts out and feed them to you on a platter. So you have to dig, you know. And Homeland Security has just put out an alert on a possible hack. All of our hospitals are being hacked right now with ransomware. All of our major three-letter agencies are fighting hacks right now, ransomware hacks. And there's a rogue group out there that is holding these corporations for a ransom, and we're talking like $100 million to get back their data. 23andMe, along with Ancestry.com, got hacked on their DNA databases. So now these rogue agents have all of your DNA, whether you took it or not or gave it or not. They've got your DNA. If anybody in your family did a DNA test, they've got your DNA, and they're going to be able to synthesize it now, and they're going to be able to use it to put you at a murder scene, or you raped some woman at a local motel, or you raped one of your neighbors, or whatever. They're going to set you up. If they don't like you and you're doing something like me here, doing what I do, they're going to set your ass up, because that's what I used to do as an agent. And I've been there, done that. I'm an expert in espionage. I'm an expert in covert intelligence and overt intelligence. And, you know, I have a degree in neuro-linguistic programming, evaluation, forensics, intelligence, and human communication. If they want you, they're going to get you. And now that they have your DNA, they can place it at the scene. Chris, think about this. You could go to a motel on a business trip. You could be at a bar with some woman, and the other agents could just take her upstairs and knock her out and just stick a dildo up her vagina and just lay your DNA all over the place and then make a phone call. And guess what they're doing to you on the bar stool in an hour? Oh, my God, what happened? What do you boys want? Well, you've raped her. What? Rape what? Now, Chris, what do you think about this insanity that's going on?
You know, it brings me back to, you know, doing something to harm someone just as your gratification, because, like you said, if they don't like you, you know, everybody has opinions and they all got assholes. Well, you might think my opinion stinks, but I know your asshole does, you know, so let's talk facts. And just because you don't like my opinion, maybe it might be the solution to a problem. Maybe it's not your problem, but it's someone's problem. But don't block it and don't let them get the satisfaction of not having that problem, because you don't have the problem and you don't like what I have to say. Now, there's too much of that blocking going on. So I guess that's what I'd say to that. Nate, what you got to say?
Taking it to the 23andMe and the corporations on that, like, it's not even necessary, right? They have all of our DNA long before that. Anytime you've ever been to the hospital, all those situations, like the fact that they're hacking those hospitals, they're peeling everybody's DNA. You know, like 2017, when I was in the hospital, it was $78,000 worth of blood tests. Every 4 hours, they were taking like 7 vials of blood. So, you know what I mean? Like, they have that already. And I look at it as a situation where they're going to do what they're going to do. We just got to roll ourselves and just fight them, yeah?
Nate, let me give you, brother Nate, let me give you the number. I'm sorry, I didn't give you the number. You can help me with this mathematically. They took 48 million. They stole 48 million out of the database, DNA. Do the math and you think about exponential numbers and how that works as far as 6 degrees of separation. Think about how much that rolls into, how much information they have. Now, you're right about going to the hospital. There's been so much corruption in the hospitals. They've militarized all the hospitals. All the emergency rooms have been corrupted, especially with COVID-1, COVID-2, SARS-2, and so forth. This boogie bear vaccination porn bullshit, scare porn, fear porn bullshit, 6-foot distancing bullshit, wearing diapers on your face and all this crazy shit. You know, think about that, Nate. They stole 48 million complete analysis of DNA that was freely given, voluntarily given, okay? And if you have any family member that did that within 6 degrees of separation, then they've got your DNA synthesized also, and now they can put you at the scene of a crime. So I would like to get your opinion on that kind of futuristic scenario. Sounds almost incredible that they can put your DNA at the scene now easier than they ever could before. Because as an agent, I used to get people's prints on glasses champagne glasses, martini glasses, tables, chairs. I mean, I could get your fingerprints, then I could get your new smart dust to listen to you or surveil you as spy equipment. But this new DNA synthesis and being able to plant it at the scene of a crime and set all of this up, what do you think about that? How insane is this?
Well, yeah, it's totally wild. And then, by the way, that leads to, on a low-end guess, 240 million people directly related based off of the average of four
mm-hmm.
people per family,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's pretty crazy. But then I think about these situations with, like, the smart dust and some of this tech, and then I realized that we've basically put ourselves into the matrix anyway, right? Like we didn't, mm-hmm. we don't have the thing plugged in the back of our brain yet. That's on its way. Elon's trying to do that right now. But
right.
we've just got it in the palm of our hand now, right? Like
mm-hmm.
these
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
we're talking on right now are tracking every move we make, every motion we make, every step we make,
yes.
every location
yes.
you've ever been to. They're listening to the things we talk to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many things that they could do with it that, I mean, it's unfathomable the situations that could come down from it. We couldn't even sit here for the next 3 hours and come up with all the scenarios that could happen with it, right? But the
right.
way I kind of look at it is, like, this is also the opportunity to be able to dictate, like, the future. As things start to crumble, we can start to fix some of this stuff is what I'm hoping for.
Yes.
And, you know, in
yes.
the AI situation, like, you're 100% correct. We have no clue where the fuck they're at behind the scenes, right? And we've got infants.
Right.
We're playing around with infants over here. But I tell you what, these infants
yeah.
is the smartest thing on the planet. That ChatGPT-4
mm-hmm.
with all the plugins and whatnot, it's the smartest thing on the planet. And we have access to it
yeah.
right now. So I think that this
AI
also leads to IA under one circumstance. Like, we have to figure out how we can keep our individuality and not become just a demographic. And if we can do
right.
that, we're going to be so much smarter and so much, like, it's going to be crazy what it leads to. But between now and then, it's going to be wild for sure. Like, because
well,
the
Nate,
whole system
Nate,
is broken top to bottom, and it's got to shift. You know?
Well, Nate, the problem that we get into is people don't want to be the first one to run out in the middle of the street and start running around like Paul Revere and screaming, the British are coming, the British are coming, because somebody's going to lock you up or call the police or, you know, you start talking to your family members. Look, I've got friends who their family members have had them locked up. I've got more than five stories I could tell tonight, but I'm not, that their family members have had them locked up. Put away, literally put away, for just talking about some basic things happening all over the United States, and I'm going to speak for the United States. They are locking people up, and the censorship is getting so bad. I'm looking at 135 words you cannot say on the internet right now without getting flagged, blacklisted, labeled as an enemy of the state, as a heretic, and as a person of interest for the FBI and the CIA. Now, folks, this is getting bad. Listen to me. This is so dystopic and so unbelievable and so incomprehensible and so fucking twisted that I'm not going to blame any of you if you're depressed or stressed or cry a little bit or, you know, just have a nervous fucking breakdown, because I feel, honestly, I feel like if you're so fucking de-escalated like I am, working in the medical examiner's office, working around homicide, digging up bodies and digging people out of fucking trash cans and babies out of toilets that have been aborted by 12-year-old girls, they were fucked by their stepfather, working in the funeral business, embalming all of the people I've helped to embalm, and working in the ME's office, doing autopsies, cutting the brains out, doing the V-cuts, and then working in the crematorium, burning as many bodies as I've burned by retort to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, I'm de-escalated to hell and back, and then being an undercover agent 5 years, none of this stuff really freaks me out. But Nate, what's your opinion? I talked to my clinician the other day, and she's looking. You know, she knows my. She has my jacket. I gave her my full jacket, and she's like, "How in the fuck do you even stand up in the morning? I mean, how do you even get out of bed? I mean, I don't." She said, I've been a clinician a long time, and she said, "I just don't understand. How are you getting through this? You know, what are you doing to get through this? And what do you think I'm doing? Do you think I've been de-escalated to the point where I'm just numb, Nate? People like me, just numb?"
I would think so. I would think so. Or you're rolling it like I'm trying to roll it, because we're manifestors, right? We don't have the ability to see reality at all. We see less than, it's like 0.04% of the visual spectrum. And so we're just creating all of this that we're seeing around. So the way I've been doing it is just not looking at that stuff and not focusing on that stuff, because it's there. I'm not denying it's there, and I understand it's there, and I'm aware of it, but I don't focus on it. I focus on the things that are happening that are still good, the absolute fucking wonder of being – I can't – like, what is this whole shit that we're dealing with right now? We're flying on a rock through space, or, you know, and, like, I don't know. So I just try to focus on that side, because otherwise, like, it'll just – like, it'll eat you up. And then eventually you become that, right? And if you're walking around with hate in your heart, and you're walking around and you're afraid of people and all that stuff, the people you're around will show you why you need to be afraid of them, because you're generating that because of the way you act.
Exactly.
So I just focus on
the
wonder of this whole thing, because to me it's the only route we got, right?
I have a saying you might like, Nate, before we go off air tonight. We got 25 minutes, so thank goodness. I have a saying, Chris knows this saying by heart probably. I always say when I leave the show, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon will come to pass. What do you think about that saying?
On point. And the only other thing I would add to that, like on the other side, is sometimes you just got to let what you want go, because we don't have control of the timeline. You know, sometimes it takes 15 years for that want to come around, and sometimes it takes 5 days. You have no idea. It's when the universe decides that it's going to give it to you, but it will make it happen. And I do agree with everything else you said. That, I mean, but
that's
the idea, right? And this is why I actually like the AI the way it is right now, because it's allowing people to chase their own dreams and step out of the realm, and we can start selling to each other instead of using the corporations in between us. It changes the paradigm now, where we don't have to, we can do all this stuff because it knows everything, and we can learn so fast from it if people use it. But the fact they've been dope feeding for the last 50 years that it's going to kill us all, I think it's going to kill the digital side of us, is my guess. But, you know, that's another story that we won't go down, I guess, right now. But, we're in a weird predicament right now, and I feel that the thing that scares me the most, I would say, is the fact that no one knows how to produce their own food anymore. This is unbelievable.
Right.
You know, I teach aquaponics, and I go around and I teach people how to grow food and that stuff in their house, and how to grow fish along with it, and use the fish as fertilizer source for the plants, and the plants as a filtration for the fish. And you can generate your own food that way. And I was going around teaching students under a NASA grant in 2021, and like no joke, probably half of the kids, you know, like middle school age kids, like they were under the impression that this stuff just came from the grocery store. Like they didn't even understand that some of these things that they eat on the regular were even plants, you know, like it's been totally washed out and gone. And what's crazy to me is that's happened in two generations, maybe three, because World War One and part of World War Two, we had, you know, what are they called, Victory Gardens or Freedom Gardens or something like that? Like, everybody was growing their own food. And now it's gone. Yeah. Nobody knows how to do it anymore. And it's wild, because when all this shit hits the fan, like, if the internet were to just turn off tomorrow and the tracking system and trucking system stopped, like, the cities, the big cities, they've got, like, 24 hours before they're out of food or less. Because they don't have enough food in the city to feed everybody.
Right.
And, yeah, and that's when things are going to get wild. And it's going to be pretty chaotic. And I feel that if you know how to skill test to do your own food, then, you're good.
Microgreens are also really cool, and I've got a friend who does microgreens, and boy, he's got some racks, I tell you. Let me tell you, his whole house is full of racks, and he's just selling that stuff to restaurants and eating it and giving it to friends and just having it all, you know, doing the aquaponics and the hydroponics Marion and I are getting into. And we teach survival. You know, I mean, I teach survival. I used to run a survival school. And so, yeah, we're out there teaching people. We're preppers. I mean, we're preppers, man. We're prepped up. Nate, you'd love to come here and see our 31-foot Bounder command unit. Well, I mean, this son of a bitch is a tank, and it's ready for war, baby. We're prepped. I mean, we are prepped to the max, man. I want you to get in touch with me, Nate. My email, would you write it down? Or you got a pen?
Let me one second. All right, I'm ready.
Would love to have you on the Super 7. I'll tell you, I'll send you something on that. My email is D, as in dog, D, okay, it's D Kyler, K-I-L-E-R, 2010, at gmail.com. So it's D Kyler, K-I-L-E-R, 2010, at gmail.com. And I would appreciate if you would email me, and then I'll email you back, and then we'll figure out where we can find each other. I'm building a couple of encrypted.
And what was the last part? I lost you for a second there. At Gmail?
Kyler at gmail.com. Yeah. dkyler2010 at gmail.com. I'm doing some things that are pretty cool, Marion and I are, and I'd like to have you in on some of this stuff, as Chris is in on this stuff when he's not busy. Chris is on the Super 7, and Marion and I are on the Super 7, and you're on the Super 7. Spanky, are you here? Would you like to make a comment? Spanky, are you here? Is that you? (616) 469, who is that? Okay, we'll just not worry about that right now. But I just want to say before I go off the air tonight, Nate has a lot of good stuff to say. Chris has said a lot of wonderful stuff. And, yes, there are things we can do, ladies and gentlemen, and that's stop shopping at the big box stores. Start shopping at as many mom and pops and local shops and stops as you can. Grow your own food, even if it's like Nate said, in the window. Get a window box or two window boxes or three window boxes and just learn to grow your own food. Try to find some heirloom seeds if you can, because they're going to be worth money here coming up. Heirloom seeds are going to be gold. I mean, literally gold.
Wow.
Yeah,
we can talk about it another time, but I can tell you how to create your own heirlooms for your own property as well.
Okay, Tim. Thank you, Tim. I love you, Tim. I love you, brother. Tim's been with me on radio for almost 20 years. Yeah, Tim. I love you, Tim. So, you know, start growing, Nate said, and get a lot of fresh water, because I'm going to tell you something. This water is not going to be on very long, folks. We're going to have a blackout one way or the other. They're going to black us out. They're going to throw us back into the 17th century. I know that sounds insane. But I'm telling you right now, there's an 85% chance with my Homeland Security guys, my CIA guys, and my Black Ops guys, that they're telling us Homeland Security's put out the warning. Even President Biden's office, as dumb and fucked up as he is, they put out the warning that we're going to be hacked. And we're going to be hacked, okay? It's either going to be an electromagnetic pulse detonated over the United States, or it's going to be a major fucking hack. And the grid's going to go down, okay? So you guys and girls, get ready with fresh water and dried food and learn to grow your own food, like Nate said. Get a weapon and load it. Learn to use it, even if it's a crossbow or a bow and arrow or a slingshot. I've got a professional slingshot. I'm a marksman with it. I could blow your fucking head off with my slingshot, with my little ball bearings. I could just knock your head right off the top of your spinal cord. So if you can't carry a gun, or you have a criminal background or whatever, get a slingshot I've got a taser on a flashlight that'll blow you from here to New York City. There's a lot of things you can do. Okay, I'm deadly with nunchucks. I've got 5 forms of martial arts in 25 years. I'm deadly with nunchucks, which are illegal up here, unfortunately, where we are. Marion is locked and loaded. She's going to be a deputy sheriff, which is going to help us kind of get through the checkpoints that are coming up, the smart cities that are coming up. They're going to be putting up checkpoints everywhere. So she's going into law enforcement as a domestic violence deputy sheriff working on domestic violence cases. So get into law enforcement if you can. Join a volunteer fire department if you can. That's going to help you. I've asked all of you if you want to join the disaster team. I haven't had any people say yes. We can franchise you in. We're a nonprofit 501c3. We can franchise you into the disaster team, and then you'll never be stopped by the police again. But I haven't had any takers on that want to test their car up and put the lettering on a strategic command unit, disaster team. If you do that, that's pretty much a license to kill. You won't be stopped by the police ever. But nobody's taking me up on it, so I don't. It's your loss. Your loss. Anybody that wants to join the disaster team, volunteer disaster team, just let me know with an email, and we'll take it from there. We're going to go here, and I hope this show has helped some folks. Nate has said a lot of wonderful, powerful things. Chris has said a lot of wonderful, powerful things tonight. And we got a lot of folks listening. And as y'all know, we've done close to 6,000 shows now. We're in 123 countries. And we're simulcasting a lot of places. We're being replayed in a lot of places. We've done about 210,000 downloads. We've reached about 2.5 million people, I guess. And I hope we've helped some folks and informed some folks and lifted some folks up, as well as probably depressed a lot of folks to the point of wanting to jump off a fucking three-story building. But that's just the way this ball rolls in live radio. And we're not here to have a party. We're not here to, do a little dance, and we're not here to win friends and influence people, really. We're not in the psycho-cybernetics kind of arena here. This is just rubber meets the road, hardcore fucking, and you can either take it or leave it. And fortunately, a lot of people are taking it, and that's good. Chris, thank you for coming on tonight. I love you, brother. And I spoke to Billy White, one of our board members. Billy White is a movie producer now. They produced 2 movies. They just won the whatever that award is, Sundance. They just won Sundance. They won Italy. They won France. I'm going to be working with Billy doing a documentary. I'm sending Billy a documentary of mine. He's got another children's show coming out on Netflix. We'll be updating y'all on that. I'm doing an extraction from Georgia right there out of Russia with our friend Victor. Trying to get him back to the United States. He worked under Xi Jinping for a while and then popped over to Vladimir Putin and worked for a while and then hauled ass to Georgia. So he's over there, like I said, in the Galactic Federation. He's in there with the Battlestar Galactica bar. It's one of those crazy places where all the assassins meet. That's where he lives. Wonderful little village. He said he'd rather be there than in the United States, which tells you a lot. Victor will be on with me again in a couple of weeks, and he's coming back to the United States, and we're going to take a United States tour. I'll be talking to Donald Trump's security chief here over the next week or so, and I'm hoping to get President Trump on here pretty soon. So that being said, thank you all for tuning in tonight. And may the force be with you all. And just be careful what you wish for, because it damn sure might happen. As Nate said, if you think these negative thoughts and you drown in these negative thoughts, it's not a bad thing to look at reality, and see what all terrible things are happening. But try not to let it drown you, because it can drown you, as Nate said. It can drive you fucking insane. it can drive you over the edge, and it can depress you to the point where it affects your family life, your kids, your relatives, and everybody else. So be careful and try to stay as synchronistic and balanced as possible, and try to keep your mental health tuned up and get into that higher consciousness and higher awareness of everything. And it will work, I promise you. And we're here for you, too. We love you all. We're here for you. If you need us, Marion and I are here. We do a lot of counseling online. And we're here if you need us. And believe me, we will come to your rescue. Chris knows this. If I have to drive, if I have to crawl on my bloody hands, and I'll get to you one way or the other. Chris, I think, is one of the few people here besides Tim who know who I really am and where I've really been. But we won't go into that again tonight. But y'all take care. Love you. And we'll see you Monday night. So y'all take care.
Good night.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye, everyone. Good night. Bye. Blah, blah, blah.